Gemara said again, the Gavra, Agava Karomis, there's no kasha, there's a kasha for one tana, another tana. Rashi, and one Amira. Rashi says, well, Chizav Rav Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, Na'adoyi, Na'adoyi Amr, they said, that Afilu Echoraimne Mona Shachar, even if one aide said that we saw the money was old money that he lent, the Echoraimne and the second aide said, Mona Lovin, that it was new money that was lent, Mitzdarfin, Sturm, Mitzdarfin, two Eidim, these two Eidechots to be an Eidim, even though they're like Machish, one another in the Bedikos. So Gemara says, Kaman, who does Na'adoyi go like? So Bishul Ben Kocha, goes like Bishul Ben Kocha that says, to aid them to say this, even though they saw the mice separately. But the most risks. Eimu the Shamad of Rabbi Yeshua Ben Kocha, when do we hear what he said, the two aid them to say separately? Maybe that's only Hechad Alekva Machshir Hadadi, where they did not disagree, they did not, you know, contradict one another. But Hechad Alekva Machshir Hadadi, where they contradict one another, Mi Yomar, who said Yeshua Ben Kocha said, the aid is good? And here there be machish in the group for the halvor, whether it was good money, old money, or new money. So Mer says, El Rava, who is Nadoi go like? El Hudi Yama Kiyai Tana. Nadoi goes like this Tana. The Tana we learned. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Eleza, Lenech Leku Bei Shammer Bei Filol. Bei Shammer Bei Filol do not argue, Al Shtei Kiti Edim. If you have two separate pair of Edim, there's four Edim. Shachas Omer is one pair, say, Mosayim, that the loan was $200. The achas oimeres mona, and the second pair said the loan was only $100. Sheesh b'chlal mosayim mona. That for sure he owes $100. Like they're both agreeing to $100 they have to pay. Here there's no machlekes. Like we'll soon see. Aman nechukru. Where is the machlekes by shaman beisilu? Al kas achas. When you have one pair of edim, and each one of the edim are saying differently. She by shaman yermin nechukru edusim. Like if one aid says he knows the loan was $200, and the second aide says, no, the loan was only $100, that's no good, because there's a hachosha, there's contradiction between the aide and themselves, that's not called an aide. And on this, even on this, or by still loan, the soul says, yes, yesh b'chlam masayim mona, that it's called, we have to aid him, that he owes at least $100. Because the one that's saying he owes $200, he's also admitting that he owes $100. That's called yesh b'chlam masayim mona. Rashi says, shnei midim amona, therefore it's called greatest. And the same thing, Echad Omer Chavius Shayayin, one aide said, you lent, you borrowed a barrel of wine, the Echad Omer Chavius Shemen, and one said that you borrowed a barrel of olive oil. So the Gemara said, Heavy Uvda, there was a case like this, the Yasla came to Rami, and they came in front of Rami, Chayvu Rami Lishlumei, Lechavita b'chamra. Rami said, listen, you have to pay back a barrel of wine. Migu chavita b'mashra. In other words, because oil was more expensive. So at least you have to pay back a barrel of wine. Like this much, both are being asking. So they were mechayiv the person to pay back a barrel of wine, since there are two edim that he owes them at least a barrel of wine, even though the second aid said it was a barrel of oil. So Mer says, who does this go like? Command of Shimon ben Eleza, goes like a Shimon ben Eleza. So even though that there's one pair of Edim, and each one is saying differently, still you could put the two together. The Mara says, no, maybe, Eim of the Yom Reb Shimon, when does he say it? Heichad yesh b'chlam masai mona. Only in the case before where Bezilla said, true, you only have two Edim, one is saying the loan was 200, and the other is saying the loan was 100, but over there, even the one that's saying 200, like agrees, that the loan was at least $100. So you have both saying directly that the loan was at least $100. But ki hagafu miyomar, but over here, l'chura, one is saying he borrowed a barrel of wine, and one is saying he borrowed a barrel of oil. They're two separate this completely. Maybe you can't put the two together. So Mara says, true, that's a good svara. So therefore, l'tzrich, you know what we're talking about over here, l'dmei, that the value of the barrel. In other words, one eight said, you owe the value of a barrel of wine. Let's say it's $100. And the other one says, no, you only owe the value of a barrel of oil, which was $80. So it comes out, you have two Edom here saying that for sure you owe at least $80. Therefore, $80 you have to pay. The other one says, what's going to be? Echadayme b'dyuta helyoyna, v'yechadayme b'dyuta tachtayna. What's going to be the halacha? So Rashi says, like one says that the loan took place, b'dyuta helyoyna, on the attic, upstairs. One said, the other eight said, no, the loan took place on the bottom floor. So Amar Rabbi Chanina, Maisa Bol of Mei Rebbe, Ketzir of Eidusim, he says it's a good Eidus. Rashi says, Kavishu ben Krocho. Why? Because the Tavayim, Mona Mechaivi, both are saying, we saw a loan of $100. Even though they're being machas or contradicting themselves in the Vedikas, exactly where it happened, still we hold that Shib Yudah, the Vedina Mamnis, at least even though they contradict themselves, still the Eidus is considered good Eidus. Now, Uminayin Lekashiyetze, the Mishnah says, when they go out, how do you know that the Dayanim cannot tell them, I was Mechayiv you, I was Mezakeh you, and the other two did the opposite? So tell me about it, not like this. Minayin, how do we know that the Sheyotze, when the Dayanim come out from the Psak Bezdin, Lo Yoyma, they should not say to the Bali Dvorim, Hareni Mezakeh, I was really going to say that you're Potter. But the Chaveri Mechayivim, the other two Dayanim, they said Yechayiv. Therefore, when I asked, what can I do? Shechaveri Rabbi Olai, that the other two is a majority, and therefore I had to be brought to them. You're not allowed to do this. Why? Talmudam, the Pasuk says, L'Estelech Rocha B'Yamecho. You should not go down saying over things to other people. I'm afraid here, like he's saying something bad about the other two Dayanim. For Yom, another Pasuk says, Herlech Rochel Megalosoid. What's called the Herlech Rochel? Somebody goes around and, uncovers hidden things. Now they go around and uncover hidden things. Like you should not reveal a secret. Tomorrow says, Haru Talmidah, there was a Talmud, the Nofekalei Kola de Gali Nusa. A rumor went about him that he would reveal secrets. The Yitma Bei Medrasha that was said in the Beis Medrash. So that one was Bosa Esra Natat and Shon after 22 years, after Avamim Bei Medrasha. Ravami threw him out of the Beis Medrash. Omri said, Dane, this person, Gali Raziya, he's a person that's uncovering, revealing secrets, we have to throw him out of the Beis Medrash. So it's a good kasha. Why do you have to wait for 22 years? Rashi just says, Bos Esu Matat and Shonin, Deepa Vei Medrash Afke Yehi Tamido, Vedibe Loshin Hora Hoya, like he was saying Loshin Hora. So finally, after 22 years, he threw him out of the Beis Medrash. Now the Mishnah says, Kol Zaman Shemevi Raya Seisur Asadin. Like, even after Bezdin gave the Psak Din, if the one that's Chayiv says, later, you should know, Bezdin, I have Eidim, I have proofs that I'm still right. So Lachor is, Seisur Asadin, if he brings his proof, he's supposed to be Seisur, go over his Din, and take away the Chayiv. Rashi says, Kol Zaman Shemevi Raya Abol Bezdin V'lehoye Shtaz Chusa Biyodai. He didn't have any riot time. And he went out of Bezdin Chayiv, and afterwards he comes with a Shtas Chusoy. So Seisus in, Bezdin Seisus Mardinoi, Shaposko, Mechayiv, and Shekhnegdoi. Yeah. Now, what's going to be, Oma, Loi, Kol Raya, Shiesh Lecho, Havei, Mikan, Atzlai, Shunyoyim. Let's say Bezdin tells the Baldova right now, listen, any type of a proof that you have to win, bring it within the next 30 days. So, Motsa, Batov, Shlai, Shunyoyim, Seisus. If the person finds the proof within 30 days, very good. The Bezdin will retract the psak. But the Yachas Shloshim Yom ain't a seiser. If it first comes with his chustim, with his proofs, after 30 days is too late, Bezdin gave him a time limit. He lost his right to retract the psak. On this Amr of Shimon Gamliel, what kind of spell is this? Ma Yasa, what do you want from the person? What should we do? Zesh le motz v'tzeh shloshim, or motz le yachas shloshim. He did not find the proof to win within the first 30 days. He first found it after 30 days. So what do you want from him? Why should he lose out? And that's back at the locha. So if he first finds his chus after 30 days, he can still bring it. Or ma loy hovi edim. They told him, listen, bring edim. Bezdin told about Dover, bring edim, bring a proof if you want to win. The Yomer, he answered back and said, listen, ain li edim. He said, clearly I do not have. Or else, Omer havi raya. Bezdin says, go and bring a proof. The Yomer, he answered back, ain li raya, I have no proof. Now, will the Yachas man havi raya, later when he comes and brings a proof. Umotso edim farms edim. Hareze ain akulum, it means nothing. Since he first said he does not have, here we do not leave him later when he comes with his chusim. And on this, Omer of Shimon Gamliel, my Yatsa, no, what can we do? At the beginning he did not know there are Edim to his side. And later on he first found Edim, why can't he use them? He did not know that he has a proof. Later he found the proof. Why shouldn't he be able to use it? Here we do not pass like Shimon ben Gamliel over here. Since he first said he does not have any proof,
So therefore, it's bottle. He has no right. Now, Rashi says, Sherei Omar Ein Loi, because at the beginning he said he doesn't have, and therefore Bechashin and Shem Mazai for Yosachar Eidim, maybe forged a star, or maybe hired Eidim, therefore Paskin here does not help. What's going to be Rosh Shem Eschai Vedin? The Baal Dov was there, and he sees Bezdin is about to Paskin that he's Chayiv. For him, and he says, careful, plony, plony, let these two people that are here, standing here, come close. For Yiduni, let them say this for me. Well, if he pulls out right now, as the money was clothing, he pulls out a shtar raya. Because here really he had the shtar raya before, but he did not bring it out. He's only bringing it out right now after he sees that he's come out losing in Beis Din. The locker is a razor in the klum. Here we say it's worth nothing. Because since he had the proof of the Edom here, why didn't he tell it to Beis Din before? So it must be there's a chash that really they're false, really it's no good. He's only bringing it up now when he sees he's going to lose anyway. Now he goes to bring it out. But before he didn't want to use it. See, there's a race, so we would not let him use these proofs or this Edom. So you want to say like this. Omar Rabba Ba Rav Hunam Halacha Kev Shimon Ben Gamliel. At least in the ratio, we pass him like a Shimon Ben Gamliel. Even though he had a time limit to bring it within 30 days, if he first finds it afterwards, it's okay. We do not pass on that chum that if that they say if he brings his rye after 30 days it's no good. So when it says pshit, of course, kivun the yom aloch of Shimon ben Gamliel, since you said the loch is like a Shimon Gamliel, memela yadin and the aloch of chum. For that we know the loch is not like a chum. So when it says no, not the time I would have thought to say hani milut lechetchila. It's only lechetchila that he's saying we do not pass on like a chum. Let's say the Beis Din, that since 30 days passed by, they did not want to change their psak. They left the psak the way they said before, even though the Baal Dov brings Eidim, maybe it's okay. Kamashmon, that's the Chiddush no. The Yavid Madrin is late. That if the Beis Din acts that way, and the Baal Dov brings his proof, brings his Eidim after 30 days, Beis Din has to retract the psak. That's the Chiddush here. We have to, like you are forced to pass the Hashem Ben Gamliel. But the second case, where they told him to bring all his proofs, and he said he doesn't have, and then he says later, I found, so that's not the machlekes. We still believe him. And in this case, in the Sefer, here we pass on like the Chachamim, that since he said he does not have any more proof, even the lady comes up with proof, we're afraid maybe it's lying. The Yom Rav Baruch Huna Amar Rav Yechonon Ain Halacha Kav Shem Gamliel. Again, he said a double lashon Halacha Kachamim and not the Shem Gamliel. So what's the shita? Of course, Kivun the Yom Halacha Kav Chachamim. Since you said Halacha Zat Chachamim, the Melu Yadim. From here, we hear clearly the Ain Halacha Kav Shem Gamliel that we do not pass on like Shem Gamliel. So what do you have to say both lashonis for? So Mora says, "How come Ashman? This is what it's teaching us over here." Only in this case, in this safe for the Mishnah, we do not pass like him. But any other place that he says halacha, we pass like him. That's the Chiddush. That's what Rabbi Bar Rav Huna holds. And Ulafuke Mehai, it's not like what Rabbi Bar Bar Chona says. The Yom Rabbi Bar Bar Chona. Anytime we have a Shema Gamliel in our Mishnah, Yishna Halacha Kamaisa, we always pass him like him, but Chutz excluding three places. Me'orev, a case of Norvig get Poshut, Vetzidon, Zgmor and Gittin, Parayach Reina. As he holds, in these three places we do not pass him like a Shema Ben Gamliel. However, Rabbi Baruch Huna is saying, no, it's only in one place, this one place we do not pass him like him. But all other places, we do pass like a Shimon ben Gamliel. Another one says, who you knew when he was a kid? The Tavino Ladino, they brought him for Psak Din. In other words, somebody said, your father owes us money. Came with Rav Nachman. Omolei, so Rav Nachman asked the kids, Isla Chassad, do you have any proof that you do not owe him money? Omolei Loi, we don't have. Isla Chariah, do you have any proof? Or Rav Eidim, do you have Eidim, do you have any proof? Omolei Loi, I don't have. So Chayav Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman was Mechayav them to pay. Mustam, the other one had a star. So, Hevi Kabochi, they started to cry the kids. The Ozel, and they went away. Ishamu Hanach Inchi, people heard them crying. Amru, they said, listen, Amulei, Ananya Dina Bemilo Diyavuch, we know what happened with your father, and we could be aiding that your father really paid up already. Amru Rav Nachman said, in such a case, Toho, in this type of a case, Afilu Rabbanu Moide, even the Rabbanu would agree in this case. Diyanuka Bemilo Diyavuch Loyadi, that a kid in his father's money does not know what's flying there. So therefore, even though they first cannot bring any proof, that means nothing. If later they find Edim, everybody will agree, here the Edim is good, and Bezdin has to retract the Psak. Mor says, no, he is a son. There was a lady, the Nofik Shtar Metusi Yodi. She was like a Shlish, she was holding on to somebody else's Shtar. In other words, there was a Malvin Eloiza, who then lent money to Shimon, and the Shtar, Reuven gave over to a lady to watch, gave over to a third person to watch it for him. So Omrulay, she said like this, Yadani Baishtar the Priya, I know that this shtar was paid up. So in Priya Heavy was paid up. So one says, Hemni Rav Nachman, Nachman believed her. Even though the Malvis says no, it was not paid up and it's a good shtar, still Rav Nachman believed the Shlish. Omrulay Rav Nachman, Rav says Rav Nachman, come on, who do you go like? The Churik Rebbe? You want to go like Rebbe? The Yoma that he says, Oisios Niknus B'Mesira. If you have a shtar, that's called Oisios. If you give it over to somebody that's giving it over, that's a kinyan. So therefore here, when the Malva gave over the shtar to the third person, to this lady, it's like she owns the shtar, and therefore she's like a bailam, she's never to say it was paid up. So who you only going like Rebbe? Or Malay, Rav Nachman said back, no. Shani Yochai, here it's different. The boy Kalsis, even though she's not kind of the shtar, even though she doesn't really own it, but she has a legal. If she wanted a law, she could have burnt up the shtar. Now that she did not burn it up and just said it was paid up, we believe her. That's Rav Nachman's law. Ikad Yami, some say the case was Lohim Nu Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman did not believe her. Omale Rav Rav Nachman's son, this pshat, Rav says Rav Nachman, why? For Iboi Kalsay, if she wanted to, she could have burnt up the shtar.